Phoneboy Speaks, episode 465, The Information Drug.
There's an article on ABC News, and we're talking about ABC News in Australia, not ABC News in the US, but talking about that there is, we have this constant need for news updates now. And part of it is just because the information is now so widely available. I mean, you know, aside from television and, you know, the internet and, you know, social media, I mean, it's, we're just deluged with news. You know, we can't go anywhere without, plugging in, right? And getting news information about something, even if it's just a little bit of information. You know, the social web and just, I don't know, the regular news media just went gaga over the Malaysian flight 370 that disappeared into the China Sea, they finally decided. And, you know, Fox and CNN were covering this news story just nonstop. It was like nothing else was going on in the world. And, you know, that right there kind of tells you gives you the idea of just kind of how addicted that humans have become to information. And I would even take it a step further and say it's not just, you know, what we consider traditional news, but the social medias, right? So, you know, you know being on Twitter and Facebook and app.net and Google Plus or whatever you're on, and checking that continuously and, you know, looking for new information. It doesn't even matter what it is at this point. It's like, it's almost like we're the information is a drug and we're just continuously seeking it out. But I think the point of this article is really that having all of this information and having this addiction to news, and yeah, I guess I'd call it information, not just necessarily news, but it really prevents us from sitting down and actually thinking about what it is that we're seeing. Because, you know, if we're getting information at such a rapid fire pace that, you know, we're not even able to process it and much less, be able to, you know, read the next thing. I mean, there's so much, there's just a deluge of information that's available on the internet and the social medias and stuff. And at some point you have to take a break from it and not consume it and just, I don't know, be able to think about what it is that you're seeing. And you know, the fact is that there's so much information out there, and most of it, at the end of the day, doesn't directly impact us, right? You know, for all, you know, for, as sad as it is that the Malaysian Flight 370 crashed into the ocean, it didn't impact me, right? It wasn't information I really needed to know about, right? Although I understand that people were obsessed about it and so forth, and or even the military situation in Crimea, you know, I guess they're going to become part of the Russian Federation or something. Most of that information doesn't impact me. I mean, it's, you know, I guess if you follow geopolitics, it's or if you live near there or something, or, you know, it's interesting, but at the end of the day, it doesn't impact me directly. So what use is it to know about it? And, you know, and the same is true for, well, just about everything I read on the internet. There are people I've known, I've made some nice relationships with people on the internet. And so it's not all bad, but at some point, you know, a lot of what I read and see just, it doesn't directly impact me. So, having that extra information on board doesn't make it any easier, I don't know, to contemplate and I guess at the end of the day, right, is at some point we have to disconnect and process what we've seen. And, you know, I do that sometimes. I think it's important to be able to do that. And I think it's, you know, we all have to wean ourselves from this information deluge that we've plugged ourselves into. And, you know, and I'm not saying that I'm better than anybody else at this. In fact, I'm probably just as much of a news junkie an information junkie as anybody else. But, I think it's important that we, you know, that at some point you disconnect and not get the, you know, or not have to be looking for information and you know, like a drug almost. It does kind of feel that way sometimes, but it's important to just disconnect and process and even just participate in real life. I mean, forget, you know, and not the conversations about news. I mean, you know, again, it's all stuff that at the end of the day doesn't impact me. So why should I be paying any attention to it? And it is distracting me from what's really important. And I'm sure it's distracting everybody else from what's important too.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.